Let's talk about living with less. Becca Ehrlich has written a book called Christian Minimalism. Good morning, Becca.
Good morning.
So you have to help us out here. What are the differences between the lady that tells us, hey, if you like this, keep it. If you don't, get rid of it. Or the decluttering thing and minimalism. What's the difference?
Yeah, decluttering is all about stuff and getting rid of stuff, which is a small part of minimalism. But minimalism is focusing on what matters most and intentionally removing everything else. So that means getting rid of not only stuff, but time commitments, energy suckers, bad habits, things like that, and figuring out what matters most so you can focus on that and on God.
Wow. But Becca, we can shop online. I mean, we can just get as much stuff as possible and they'll just bring it right to us. I mean, it seems like everything in the world wants us to get more things. How did you swim against the stream?
Yeah, so it's obviously, it's a little bit countercultural or a lot bit countercultural to live kind of the opposite of what consumer culture teaches us, is that we should be accumulating more and more stuff and accumulating more and more time commitments and wealth. But in reality, that's not going to bring us happiness, that's not going to bring us fulfillment, and that's not going to fill a spiritual void for us. Only God can do that. And so focusing on God and what's most important is really what's going to fulfill us, not what consumer culture tells us.
Okay. Well, let's get down to it. You live this out, and you took a whole, what was it, a year off of just shopping? Tell us about that. What was that like?
Yeah, I did a year of no shopping, or a shopping fast. I had a approved list of things I could buy because, you know, you have to survive. So I could buy food and medicines and toiletries, but only when I ran out, things like that.
Huh.
And honestly, it was a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. We need a lot less than we think we do. Mm. And so I made sure not to spend money or buy or shop on anything that I didn't need for that whole year, and it really broke me of some bad consumer habits.
Ooh, okay. What's one of them?
Yeah. Well, I was addicted to online shopping. You talked about how easy it is to just click and buy. And so I was, and I don't use that word lightly, I was very much addicted to online shopping. And so not doing that for a year really broke me of falling into the habit of, oh, I'm bored, or, oh, I don't feel good, or filling a spiritual void with shopping.
Hmm. Well, besides the shopping fast, what other ways have you found to live out Christian minimalism?
So I just finished a 100-day dress challenge where I wore the same dress for 100 consecutive days.
Ooh. Oh my, okay. that brings up several more questions. Well, fashion-wise, I guess you're not trying to really make a statement. Well, you're making a statement once and then just driving it home for 100 days, but what was that like for you? Like, did you just say, this is what I wear from now on?
Well, I haven't gone that far. I don't have a uniform every day, but I will say that it showed me how little I really need in a wardrobe. And no one really cared. I mean, some people knew I was doing the challenge, so they knew, but no one noticed that I was wearing the same dress every day for 100 days. So people actually notice us a lot less than we think they do.
Wow, that is awesome. That is worth the price of admission right there. Nobody cares.
Nope.
But we spend so much time, Becca, getting ready and getting all the stuff that we need to be presentable, and you're just walking out the door. I love it. I love that.
Yeah, it really cut down my time to get ready, and it helped me with decision fatigue, where it was just one less thing I needed to worry about and make a decision about every day.
Wow. Okay. So as a Christian, as a believer, how has living this way affected your faith journey?
So I definitely have much more space and time to listen for God and spend time with God. So I've made space for that because that's one of the things that matter most. And so I have more time to read the Bible and do devotions and pray. And honestly, I'm more aware of how God is moving in my life just because I've made space for that, as opposed to constantly being busy or constantly chasing after stuff or doing obligations because I think I have to.
Wow. And you're everybody's okay, like you're surviving.
Yes. Yeah, I own stuff.
Okay.
Stuff isn't bad. I have what I need.
And something pretty cool, you have a reading plan on YouVersion. I like these little plans on YouVersion. How is yours different?
Yeah, YouVersion is great. I love that app so much. So it's a week-long reading plan about Christian minimalism. It's a great way to kind of dip your toe into the Christian minimalism world if you're not sure you want to completely jump in yet.
Right.
It's a short little devotional and a couple scripture passages to think about ways that God might be calling you to live more simply.
Okay. Christian Minimalism, Simple Steps for Abundant Living by Becca Ehrlich. She's been our guest this morning. Thanks, Becca.
Thanks so much.